Blog Talk Radio.
Have a very Merry Christmas. Oh, have a very New Year. Have a very Merry Christmas. Oh, and I hope it's filled with Christmas cheer.
Be a good one to start with.
That 1957.
Yeah. Wow. And clear back in 1957, he was doing good songs. So, you know, good deal.
Yeah.
I like that.
He did so many of them. Wonderful.
Oh, I know it. And, you know, honey, I'm hearing a lag in my ear with my microphone. So, I'm going to take a second and try that. So hang on just a minute.
Okay.
Couldn't hear me.
Nope, sure couldn't. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, this stupid Blog Talk. $400 a year. But we can play music on it. There's no other platform that actually lets you play the music. So...
Oh, gosh.
You know how it is. It's just kind of, well, hey, gang, whoever's out there listening, and Sue, you're in here with me, so I know you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve.
I think it's just you and I don't know. Is Rebecca in?
Well, I don't know. She was there right before the show started, but I don't know if she's there now. Bev was there before the show started, but, you know, it's Christmas Eve. Everybody has things to do, so okay. If it's just those chickens, they can listen later if they want some Christmas music, and if they choose not to, that's okay, too. You know, up to everybody what they want to do.
That's right. They can do what they want to.
Exactly. We're going to have fun with it.
For sure. Hey, listen, guess what my sweet neighbor just brought over to me, the guy that has the dogs that I don't want to complain on.
You?
He brought me over an entire platter of beef tips that he had smoked on the grill. And they are to die for. They're so tender. Wow. They are
wow.
Great.
So he needs to move next door to me.
So we'll add that to our dinner tomorrow, and I'm sure I'll have
there
plenty of leftovers. That was a huge plate.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway,
I'm going to make an apple pie, and I'm going to take a ham steak and just coat it thinly with brown sugar and put some raisins in that and some crushed pineapple, then roll that up and bake it.
Ooh, sounds good. Sounds very
That's
good.
That's going to be my Christmas dinner. And then I'm going to make some mashed potatoes. I haven't had mashed potatoes for a long, long years. So I'm going to make some mashed potatoes and candy corn carrots.
Yep. have to have
And I'm
going to
make an apple pie. You know, down here, I found that you can buy a can of fried apples already seasoned. I'm going to make a pie out of it. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to, you know, taste it to see if it needs something added, like cinnamon or something. But I'm going to make a pie.
It might already have cinnamon in it.
It might. It might, because it says seasoned. So I just need to taste it and see what it's seasoned like. But I thought, you know, it's the only sad thing is it's just for me. I wish somebody was here to share it with. You know what I mean?
Jenny, I understand. I've been there before, you know, I'm just, you know, hey, you know, we do what we have, and, you know, my daughter, probably, she'll be leaving probably, I would think, by 3 or 4 o'clock tomorrow, she'll probably be gone, and you know, so it's back to the same old thing again, you know, but I've enjoyed having her when she does come, and
oh, good.
So,
good.
Anyway, I'll be back by that time, and
I haven't seen my family in about 4 years.
Are you having a gospel show Sunday?
Sunday, yes. I'm not doing a show tomorrow, but I will do a gospel show on Sunday. And there's going to be Christmas carols involved.
Okay.
You know, because we've got so many Christmas songs that I'm not playing the Christmas carols tonight. But I will play them on Sunday.
Okay.
Why should Christmas be over just because it's the 26th?
Well, I know. I mean, golly, it's going to fly by. I mean, it's
You know, and I'm out here in my little neighborhood. There's only one other resident that's here, and they're like a block down on the lakeshore, and they're at the other end from where I take Apache for a walk, so I don't see him unless I run into him outside. Other than that, I'm all by my lonesome here.
Wow.
It's kind of like, I grew up in a family of 7 kids. This is not normal for me.
Well, this is not normal for you at all.
Sorry. And even in Arizona, my friends from New York always they bought a house there, and they come and they spend winter in Arizona, and they always invite me over to their house on Christmas Day for dinner and all that stuff. Well, I don't even get that this year, so it's kind of like, acclimate, Jennifer, acclimate. It's easier to say than to do.
Oh, that's so true. But you'll make it. You've got things to do, and you've got the show to look forward to tomorrow, too. So.
Oh, I got plenty of stuff to do, but I think I'm going to get a good book, which I've got out all the time anyway, and I'm going to, instead of watching movies or something like that, I'm going to watch Christmas programs all day tomorrow. You know?
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, turn it on Tubi and let the Christmas shows roll.
Well, heck yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
Might as well.
Keep
me from sitting in the corner and crying, getting lonely. So, you know.
You'll enjoy
it. Got to do something to avoid that.
If you need me, call me.
I will, honey. I will. There could be a time long about after dinner when it's, like, way too quiet.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'm the eldest of 7 children. It's not supposed to be quiet and lonely on Christmas. This is ridiculous.
No,
but this is what I got.
Well,
this is what I got, so this
year?
Is what I handle. Huh?
What did you do last year?
I went over to Amy and Phil's, and they had about a dozen people over there, and we were all friends, so we sat around, and we talked, and we exchanged gifts, and we had a big old dinner, and everybody, we hung around for about 4 hours. By then, everybody was full. All they wanted to do was go to sleep, so we went home. But I wasn't by myself.
Out of house. Yeah, you weren't by yourself. Yeah. At least you weren't
exactly.
by yourself, yeah.
So this is the first time in a long, long time that I have had to deal with being by myself on Christmas Day. And I remember mm-hmm. the last time I was by myself on Christmas Day, I sat down and I cried.
Oh.
It's not normal. It's not normal. There's supposed to be at least one other person here, you know, and it's not happening. So I'm going to take measures to deal with it because all crying gets me as a headache, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't need that tomorrow. No, you don't.
No. So I'm going to busy myself making an apple pie and a good dinner, and then I'm going to watch Christmas programs and read a book and just keep my mind off of it. It'll be good. I can get through it.
You can look at it as it's just another day, but yet again, it is Christmas, and I don't want to look at it like that, really. But
I can never look at a holiday or a birthday as just another day. That just doesn't happen.
No, no.
I was married to somebody who did that all the time.
You know, mine's not real big. Mine's nothing compared to what it normally is, but that's okay. I'll make it. At least I'm not by myself.
There you go.
But
there you go.
Anyway.
I've got a Christmas angel. She's about 14 inches tall that I made years and years ago. I crocheted her and then glued her wings on and her head and her hair and all that stuff. I made her. And she's carrying a bouquet of roses that I put together for her. And a little, she's going to have a little gold halo. It came off. I need to glue it back on. But, That is my sum total Christmas decorations this year. I'm trying to get things put away. I couldn't face dragging more stuff out.
Right. Well, it's kind of hard to do, but maybe next year will be a whole lot different for you, and maybe you'll get to go home.
That's what I'm saving for. That's what I'm saving for. I hope that something special is going to happen for next Christmas. Whatever it might be, something special needs to happen for next Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
So into this, because we have got some bang-up great music. And, a lot of Elvis stuff, too. So here's something that John sent me, and it's by Keith Whitley, and it's called Christmas Letter.
At an antique desk, an old man sits alone. It's Christmas Eve and almost time to go. He signs his name to a letter he just wrote. Then he reads it back with a voice as soft as snow. I want peace on earth for Christmas. In a world where there's not one hungry child. A day when hope and faith conquers fear and hate. All it's gonna take is a little more love. He walks outside and climbs up on his sleigh. Then calls out to his reindeer, and off they fly away. Tonight he'll make a million dreams appear. his own dreams could come true this year.
What a concept. Just a little more love.
Oh, yeah.
But
three songs.
It has to happen all over the world. But wouldn't that be awesome? All it's going to take is a little more love.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. I like that concept. That's nice. Mm. That's real nice. All right. Here's one that for some reason we don't seem to hear very often. Holly leaves and Christmas trees.
Somewhere in the distant night, hear Christmas bells. The gentle snow keeps falling down on people who are homeward bound. That's the way it's always been. The circle never really ends. Christmas seems to come and go. Home's a place that I don't know. Holly leaves and Christmas trees. It's that time of year. Lights are glowing. Don't mean a thing when you're not here. As I walk this lonely street, the sound of snow beneath my feet, I think of how it used to be when Holly leaves and Christmas trees used to mean so much to me.
Don't you love it?
Pretty one, very pretty one. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful? I wonder why we don't hear that very often.
No, we don't.
No.
You know, through all the season here and everyone playing, I've not heard that one yet, first time.
I know. Last year was the first year I'd ever heard of it. So I thought, okay, I'm playing that one this year. I'm playing that one. Okay.
Right.
All right. Hey, okay, here we go. Hello, Carolyn. How are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm hanging in there. I posted.
Well, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
You need to do better than hanging in there, darling.
Well, I like your Elvis. He looks professional.
Clyde put the batteries in him to see what it says. You record your own message in it.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to find one of Elvis's songs that I really like and see how long you can play in it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And then when I get, once I'm here by myself, I'll just flip him on. And he'll be talking to me and I won't be by myself.
That's awesome. What a wonderful idea.
Me and Clyde have tonight together, and then he has to go back to work tomorrow. We got to see Lizzie yesterday and Lillian, which was a surprise.
Oh, that's good.
I heard you talking about...
So he has
about,
to work on Christmas?
Yeah, he tried places with someone that has real young children. He lives between him and his boss. They work it where Clyde can work and the other gentleman be off to be with his children. Because all of our children are gone and have kids of their own.
That's an awesome thing to do.
He's done that for many years, and I don't have a problem with it because, yes, I get lonesome here because he's gone, but he has a phone that he can call me anytime. But our children are grown. We've experienced Christmas with our grandkids. It might not be on Christmas Day, but we've seen them. And
well, that's good.
It does get lonesome, and I'm sure I'll talk to my brothers and sisters this year of the situation that's happened. But I'll be okay, and you'll get used to it, Jenny.
No, I won't. I don't want to get used to it. That's one thing I don't want to get used to. But you know what? It is what it is, and it's not up to me. It's up to God.
Yeah. And invite your neighbors over.
We haven't got anybody. Everybody's gone. I am here literally by myself.
I remember when
nobody lives out here. There's only two other neighbors that live here full time, and they're gone for the holidays. I'm it.
Mm-hmm. We did,
but that's all right.
We'd have the church members over when the kids couldn't show up on Christmas Eve and have dinner with them. And sometimes we have a house full, but they've all went on with their lives and moved on and. I usually sleep or watch movies.
Yeah, well, I'm just too far out for people to be coming over. It's not going to happen. So that's just how it rolls. The Lord gave me the place I asked for to live in, the type of place I asked for to live in. I got no complaints. So it's just how it is.
Yeah. I just wanted to share the Elvis that Dr. Mann gave me, and I was going to play what he said in the little box, but I'd come in here whispering that I had to record something into it. And I said, never mind, the line was dropped, so I'll have to call her back. He quit whispering and told me what was going on.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that picture with everybody.
I think it's great.
Yeah. I hadn't seen that stand up, him in that color of suit before. I've seen him in the jailhouse rock and the leather suit and the gold suit. but that one
right.
there is different. I can't tell if it's purple or blue. So,
well, I like her. He looks like a doctor to me. He looks very professional.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a purple suit. I'm not for sure.
Well, if it's a picture from the movie, it's probably blue.
Yeah. But it was printed out or made long time ago.
Right.
I just wanted to share it and tell everybody
okay.
Merry Christmas and be safe and stay warm and enjoy tomorrow and remember what tomorrow is really about instead of
yes
a lot of people just forgot about what tomorrow is and
exactly
really, Carolyn, you have a good day too and you be safe there at home and I'm sure does he have to work all day
yeah he'll be in around midnight.
Oh, my goodness. That is a long day.
Yeah. Well, I go through that 5 days a week, so it doesn't bother me. Well, I can't say that. Some days it does, but I know where he's at, and he's not more than 20 minutes from the house. So if
right.
I need him, if it's an emergency, he's right here. So.
Right. That's great.
But,
well, you have a good day.
Good.
I will.
You gonna cook for yourself?
I don't know. Don't cook it all. If we got leftovers like from tonight, I'll eat them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
I don't do big dinners anymore. Of course, I'm not able to do it, but not everybody's got used to Clyde's cooking yet. So it's just me and him and. I don't need to fix a whole bunch of food anymore.
Well, that's all
like
right. If you enjoy what you do, then that's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to do big stuff just because everybody else does. It's
yeah.
all right.
And I've ate enough sweets since Thanksgiving. I have to lay off the sweets. So he's going to grill some chicken after a while and something to go with it. So
okay.
Everything will be fine.
Well, you have a good Christmas Eve, and you enjoy your day tomorrow of quietness and relaxation.
Yep.
And have a Merry Christmas.
I will.
Tell Clyde Merry Christmas from us, too.
All right. Put up some what?
Tell Clyde Merry Christmas from us.
I will. He's got an earbud in his ear, so he can't hear. He's listening to a message. I mean, a class that he missed Wednesday, so he's got to catch up on that. So,
okay.
But Merry Christmas to everybody, and
Merry
stay
Christmas,
safe and
darling.
Warm.
You
and
have
Merry
a good
Christmas,
day. Girl. Yes, you have a good day. And we'll talk to you probably Sunday for the gospel show.
Oh, yeah, I won't miss it.
Okay.
Right. Talk to y'all later.
Okay, thanks for calling, Carolyn. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now I've got something really cool. See, John knows that I think Jeff Dunham is about the funniest thing that's hit the earth in years. He is hilarious. He's a ventriloquist.
Okay.
So if you ever get a chance to watch Jeff Dunham's videos, watch a couple of his videos and you'll get what I mean. He's special.
Oh, okay.
His sense of humor, Lordy. He was gifted with that sense of humor. Anyway, John sent me one of his videos, which we only have the sound for, of course, but it's one of his characters called the dead terrorist.
Oh, my goodness.
He's just a little skeleton. Yeah, he's a little skeleton with a turban on his head, and he's funnier than funny. But anyway, his name is Ahmed. So here we have Ahmed and his rendition of Up on the Housetop.
So, Archibald, I know you've been working on something for us tonight.
Oh, yes. You know my song from a few years back, Jingle Bombs? You know that song? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was a huge hit.
Yes, it was.
Or, as we say in the business, it exploded,
of course.
Well, I have now written a song for this crazy time we have all been going through.
Okay.
I call it Ahmed's Up on the Housetop Ode to COVID.
All right, perfect.
Maestro, please.
Is going to be good?
Of course it is. Just listen.
Okay.
Up on the housetop is where I'll be. Up here no one can cough on me. Can't go to restaurants or even bars. I miss the days when we only had SARS. Ha ha ha, oh it blows. Ha ha ha, swab up my nose. Waiting on the housetop, tick, tick, tick. Avoiding all the folks who are sick, sick, sick.
That was good.
Silence! I'm not done yet.
Okay, there's more.
Great. Here we go. The kids watch school for an hour and a half. As the teacher talks, he plays Minecraft. Go out of the shower in my room. The kids' whole class saw me naked on Zoom. Ha ha ha, 2020 sucked. Ha ha ha, we all got screwed. Up on the housetop is where I'll be. Wishing for the end of 2020. Not done! We all sit at home eating all day long. Did you get so fat that your shorts are now a thong? Wear yourself a mask without fail. Cause if you don't, they'll drag you off to jail. Ha ha ha, what day is it? Ha ha ha, who gives a crap? Up on the housetop, I'll just stay. Lots of store fights on Black Friday.
Okay.
All I want for Christmas is a vaccine. Being all bone, I could also use a spleen. Can't take a pic with Santa in the mall. To make things worse, he smells like alcohol. Ha ha ha, this year was trash. Ha ha ha, hope Santa doesn't crash. Up on the housetop feeling blue. Waiting for the day that I kill you. Sweet, sweet! You guys have been awesome. Thanks for coming out tonight. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah.
There we go.
So that was Ahmed the Dead Terrorist doing his thing. He's all bone, you know. Yeah.
Well,
it's hilarious. He's so funny. And then there's Peanut. Peanut is a whole different story. And Walter. You got to catch some of those if you can. If you want to laugh, that'll do it. So, okay, I am going to play, this is a song, I absolutely love it, because I love the beat, the bluesy, it's unedited. John sent the unedited version to me today. So here is Merry Christmas, Baby.
Yeah, I just run it a couple times, and I'll come in there, you know, somewhere.
Do you want us to wait a while before we start driving? Or?
Yeah, you know, we'll let's set the rhythm first, you know.
Got that. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Take it off, baby, take it off. Baby, you sure did treat me nice.
But you sure did treat me nice.
You know, I could sit and listen to that all night.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I could too.
Yeah. Roy, even if there was nothing else I played all night long, I could just play that song and be perfectly happy. I do that. I have the CD that's on and in the car. I'll start playing that, and I just play that song over and over
and over.
And another one that I play, in fact, I think I'm going to cover that one right now. I was going to play something else, but, hey, no, I got to play this one. I got to play this one. Another one that I absolutely love is "Had to Bring My Baby Back to Me."
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready. Candles all aglow, but with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to
please
me.
Please make these reindeer hurry, when the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas unless my baby's here. Oh, don't fill my sock with candy, an old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Bring my baby back to me.
Here's a make of this reindeer hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure don't seem like Christmas. Here's my baby's here. Oh, but don't make me fill my sock with candy. No bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, give my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Then Santa,
they always forget that. That's all right. I'll help them out. It's okay. I have something really, really cool that John sent me today. And it's like, wow, I didn't know such a thing existed. It's a different kind of way to do O Holy Night. Now, we always hear it with this operatic or this smooth kind of style that, you know, but Trevor Pinnock does it different. Have you ever thought of old O Holy Night in reggae style?
No.
Why, here you go. heard O Holy Night reggae style. I think
very
that
nice.
Is so fun.
Very nice.
I like that. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what the kids are doing here. They're running around. Anyway, yeah, Apache discovered that we have a squirrel living in the woods around the house, and he wants to go play. But I've had him on leash, so he can't go play. But he wants to. But now he comes in and he's dreaming, and you hear these little whines and yippies and all this stuff. I know he's dreaming about chasing that squirrel.
Oh, gosh. You think it'll just be a toy for him?
Oh, it would be, yes. He would. I don't think he'd really actually hurt it. He'd just want to play with it and chase it around. But, no, I don't want him running around in the woods and forgetting where he is and ending up in the road. And most of the time that wouldn't be a problem, but once in a while, you know.
All right.
But I'll let him run around all he wants to when there's a fence out there. And the squirrel can get away just fine even now. So the squirrel's not in danger. But it's just funny the way he comes in now and he yips and twitches and barks and all kinds of stuff and he's asleep now. It's funny.
Well.
And there's a stray cat out that yells at night and he perks his ears up and listens to that cat. My gosh. And, of course, I name them all. The squirrel's name is Russell because he's always rustling around in the leaves and the trees and stuff.
Yeah.
And the cat's name is Phantom because he never lets me see him. You can hear him yowling all like crazy, but he will never let me see him. So I put food out for him. You know, I'm a soft heart. But who knows? Someday maybe he'll get brave enough to come out to the house or up to the house when I'm outside, and who knows? He'll never come in. He's wild.
Yeah, I've had friends that have actually had them so long that they get used to them, and they come up and feed them nuts and stuff and out of their hands and become friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's out there, full-grown gray squirrel. It's great. Big old bushy tail. I haven't seen one of those since I lived in Spokane.
Wow.
My goodness. It's great. I knew I liked it here. So, you know. All right. I have one that's by that anonymous John that sings songs for us every now and again. Now,
correct.
I need to clarify, this is not the John that helps me with music. And it is not Elvis. I don't care how similar it is. His voice is different. He doesn't try to sound like Elvis. So please don't misunderstand. This is the John that comes as a guest singer and sings songs for us sometimes. But he's neither the John that helps with music, nor is he in any way, shape, or form Elvis and never wants anybody to think he is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here he has sent me Wonderful World of Christmas.
The wonderful world of Christmas is a wonderful world to behold. The wonderful world of Christmas was made for the young and the old, smiling good cheer of each neighbor, and children with cheeks aglow. So warm is this Christmas Eve feeling, with the treetops all locked up with snow. Listen to those wondrous bells, and you hear them say, open up your heart to a world on the call. wonderful world of Christmas. Cherry May,
Cherry May,
every day,
every day,
in our hearts.
To the wonderful world of Christmas.
All right. He did that very, very nice. I like listening to him sing. He's got a nice voice. He really does.
Sure.
All
does.
Right, Nova. Winter Wonderland, take 7.
Okay, here we go. Still rolling.
The we can build a snowman in the meadow. We can build a snowman. And
the trouble is there's no way I can hit it before we hit the chord.
Yeah, I know. There's no way I can hit it, see? So we won't hit it, David. You know, just think, snowman. In my father's house, I'm in. That's what I'm asking you. In the meadow we can...
Walking in
Winter Wonderland. Meadow, we can build a snowman. In meadow, we... Okay.
Okay.
But again, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't.
This will be take
7. Hey, Red. The Reverend Joe Esposito will now speak a few words of inspiration. I'm getting tired of this damn song. Tired of it.
I love that. I just love it. Okay. Probably why we keep playing it, because we love it. I get tired of this damn song. Tired of it. I love it. Okay. Here's one that John sent me this morning. You will never in a million years guess what it is. And I never even knew it existed, but it made me laugh. It's called Cajun Christmas.
fiddles sing, the guitars cling, the chordal bunch is raging. Bring out all those Christmas carols, we know how to sing them. With a terrible wail and a jingle bell, and the tea carries all over again. The kids come out and the kids all shout, and the uncles and the aunts are dancing about. Count all tricking out, diggy diggy low, the king did Christmas. Ho, 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 down on the bayou.
They had a pretty good ending on that. That's pretty
that
cool.
That made your night.
That, yes, yes. And that thing just moves. You know, don't you feel good after listening to something like that? I think it's great. I needed that. And you know what else I've got? And
what?
I picked this one out because it was on that sidebar when I did the Cajun Christmas. This is A Cajun Night Before Christmas, and it's funny.
Cajun Night Before Christmas by Tross Clare, edited by Howard Jacobs, illustrated by James Rice. Story told by Gary LaCour. Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, there don't a thing pass, not even a mouse. The children be nestled, good snug on the floor, and mama pass the pepper to the crack in the door. Then mama in the fireplace done roast up the ham, stir up the gumbo and make bake the yam. Then out on the bayou, they got such a clatter, make sound like old Boudreaux done fall off his ladder. I run like a rabbit to got to the door, trip over the dog and fall on the floor. As I look out the door, in the light of the moon, I think, man, you crazy, or got old too soon. 'Cause there on the bayou, when I stretch my neck stiff, there's 8 alligators pulling the skiff. And a little fat drover with a long pulling stick, I know right away, got to be old Saint Nick. More faster and faster, the gator they came. He whistled and hollered and called him by name. Ha Gaston, ha Thibault, ha Pierre, and I'll say, Jean Annette, Jean Suzette, Celeste and Renee, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, make crawl alligator, and be sure you don't fall. Like Tunk Flo's cat, to the treetop he flies, when the big old hound dog gonna run himself by. Like that up the porch, them old gator climb, with the skiff full of toy and St. Nicholas behind. Then on top the porch roof, it sound like the hail, and all them big gator done suck down their tail. Then down the chimney, I yell with a bam, and St. Nicholas fall and sit on a yam. Sacre, he exclaim, my pant got a hole. I done sat myself down on them red hot coal. He got on his foots and jumped like a cat out to the floor where he land with a splat. He was dressed in muskrat from his head to his foot, and his clothes all dirty with ashes and soot. A sack full of plaything he throw on his back. He looked like a burglar, and that's for a fact. His eyes, how they shine. His dimples, how merry. Maybe he'd been drink the wine from blackberry. His cheek was like a rose, his nose like a cherry. On second thought, maybe he lap up the sherry. With snow-white chin whisker and quivering belly, he shook when he laughed like the strawberry jelly. But a wink in his eye and a shook of his head make my confidence that I don't got to be scared. Hey, don't do no talking, gone straight to his work. Put plating in sock and then turn with a jerk. He put both his hand there on top his head, 'cause an eye on the chimney, and then he done said, with all that fire and them burning hot flame, me, I ain't going back by the way that I came. So he run out the door and he climbed to the roof. He ain't no fool him, for to make one more goof, he jump in his skiff and crack his big whip. The gator move down and don't make one slip. And I hear him shout loud as a splashing he go, Merry Christmas to all, till I saw you some more.
I think that is so funny. I love it.
It's cute. It's so cute.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of juices your brain to say, you know, in different areas, they're going to think of the night before Christmas in a different way other than what the book says, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I love that. I love it. And the frogs. Oh, my gosh. They're overpowering sometimes. But we have some frogs here. When it rains, they come out of the mud because it's wet enough for them, and they just sing, and it's great. I love hearing the frogs again. It's great. Okay.
Oh, I'm having a problem.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, me too. Now, I have a lot of lizards, but I don't
like
any more.
Oh, I love lizards. Lizards are so awesome. They're cool. They're really cool. I used to have lizards,
yeah,
too. I don't like the snakes. No, but I love the lizards,
no,
and the frogs and turtles. All that stuff's fantastic. You can keep the worms and the snakes. That they can go somewhere else, and that would be fine with me.
I don't want them.
But they could go to heaven, and it wouldn't bother me at all, or wherever God has ready for snakes. Okay. John sent me a song by George Strait. Now, I remember hearing this when I worked at the radio station. So it has been around for a while. But George Strait is like the king of country music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So here is Time in Texas.
All right.
When it's Christmas time in Texas, it's a very special time for me. In Texas, we'll be swinging around the Christmas tree, dancing to a Christmas melody. When it's Christmas time in Texas, it might look just like a summer day. There may not be snow in San Antonio, but it's a Texas Christmas to me. When Santa crosses over the border, he'll sound a little different when he sings. You'll hear those twin fiddles playing Christmas songs with a touch of western swing. There may not be snow in San Antonio, but it's the Texas Christmas to me. everything is right, the Lone Star's shining bright, and it's a Texas Christmas to me. When Santa Claus is over the border, he'll sound a little different when he sings, 'cause he'll hear those twin fiddles playing Christmas songs.
Oh, great ending. I like that song.
Very, very good, Mr. Strait. That was a good song.
Definitely, definitely. And just like all the other guys, when he retired, he came out with more music.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, retire? What's that? You know? Can't live without it. And that's good. Okay, one more from our guest John, that is not the John that helps me with music. It's just a friend of mine who comes and sings for us now and again. And he's going to do White Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those deep listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your day be merry and bright. Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. May your days be merry and bright, and may your Christmas.
He does a good job, you know? He does a good job.
Always, yes.
Yeah, he does. One of the things that makes me happy to know him, you know? It's like, Merry Christmas, dude. And he's actually enjoying this Christmas. So that is really, really nice. He got some stuff straightened out, and he's actually enjoying this Christmas. I'm so happy for him. Okay, you know.
Straightened out. What do you mean?
Oh, he was having some problems with, you know, family stuff and other stuff happening that he had to get taken care of and straightened out. That's why we didn't hear from him for so long.
Oh, okay.
But he's at a point of being able to enjoy Christmas now, and I'm so glad, so glad.
Right.
Now, our John, the John that helps me with the music, now, you know, the regular dude.
Right.
And he sent me something that it's like, oh, wow. You know, this is, do you remember that that song I played for you about where they had a Christmas Eve truce during World War II in 1915? Well, World War I, actually, in 1915.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is, this happened the year before that, in 1914, World War I. And in 1914, it lasted for 3 days instead of just overnight. And he sent me that. They made this song out of it because it's such a special occurrence, you know. So here is the World War I Christmas 1914 truce song.
I am Private Angus Turnbull of the Highland Infantry. Flanders Field I fought the Hun, and there I fell, but I've a tale to tell of the Christmas I witnessed at the front. 'Twas early Christmas morning when we heard the strangest sound. A silence crept through no man's land, and the next we knew, a German gunner crew had crossed the halfway line to shake our hands. We were enemies one day and brothers the next. We shared photographs and beer and schnapps, jokes and cigarettes. 'Twas a sight I wish all mankind could have seen. That Christmas 1914. For 3 days we played football, 3 nights we drank and sang, till it came time to say farewell. Then we went to ground, each side fired 3 rounds, and just like that, we all were back in hell. We were enemies one day, brothers the next. We shared photographs and beer and schnapps, jokes and cigarettes. And we showed the world that peace was not a dream. That Christmas 1914. 2 weeks later I was buried while the war ran on, till 30 million lost their lives. But don't weep for me beneath this poppy field, for I saw paradise before I died. We were enemies one day, brothers the next. We shared photographs and beer and schnapps, jokes and cigarettes. And I came to understand what Christmas means, that Christmas 1914. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schläft einsam fast, nur das traute Hoch heilige Paar, holde Gnade im lockigen Haar, schlaf in himmlische Ruhe, schlaf.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
You know, if they could make the truce last for 3 days,
They could have done away with the rest of the war and been just fine.
Sure.
But it's not the men fighting the war that have the say-so. It's the governments of the countries that are fighting the war.
So true.
And men die because the people in government say so. Put a uniform on them, hand them, are going to make them go to the front and see how long the war is going to last.
No,
that's
no.
My idea. It'd be over right quick.
Well,
it'd be over right quick. Yeah. I like that, though, you know, because it reminds us they're just people. They're people the same as you and me. They're not monsters. They're not murderers. They have families. They have homes. And they're just people following orders of other people that aren't there doing the fighting and dying.
Exactly.
And that's sad. That's
it
very,
is,
very
it's
sad.
Very sad. Yeah, it's extremely sad. It's wrong, very wrong.
Yes, yes. That's why I say, you know, hand the people in government a gun and make them go do the fighting. If they're so all fired in a rush to get the guys out there dying, put them up on the front lines and let them do it too.
Mm-hmm.
The fighting will stop. The fighting will stop real, real quick. They'll find out it's not all fun and games and moving people on a game board. You know, it ain't like that.
No, and it's just unbelievably. I mean, look at all the soldiers that have been injured alone in this Afghanistan stuff for years.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And if you go back to World War One, the Korean War, World War Two, the Crimean. I mean, good grief.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stupid heads never learn? Well, of course they don't. They're not fighting it. They're sending numbers on a piece of paper to go fight it.
Given orders. And we're supposed to be a free country? Doesn't work that
and
way.
I think that's, I think it's, if you're going to order a bunch of names on a piece of paper and that's all they are to you, put your name at the top of the list and you go.
No, no
then
kidding.
See how much fighting is done afterwards.
Well,
I think that would cure it, you know.
It's
but every government would have to do it.
Power
yeah.
And
well,
and,
you know what?
Wrong.
Nobody asked us. Nobody asked us. We could solve the problem, but nobody asked us.
No,
you know.
That's so damn true.
If they just ask, you know. Golly. Anyway, here's a song that John sent me, and we have played it before, but it's a good song. And it just makes my heart go, you know. So get home if you can. It's called If I Get Home on Christmas Day. Alternate, take one.
Shawty, you still here and help me with this thing.
Yeah, we're going to do one bar of B7, then the next bar is going to be a C4.
Well, it's one bar of B4.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just making it a straight five.
Writing letters every day. Sleeping
wavering tides. I'll take you in my arms and there you'll stay. If I get home on Christmas Day. Writing letters every day, never really start to say way I feel deep in this heart of mine. Though I'm half a world away, if we're patient and we pray, I know I'll get my chance soon this time. If I get home on Christmas Day, I won't need soft words to say. I miss you and I can stay a while. You'll see it in my eyes and in my smile. If I get home before midnight, while you're still sleeping tight, I'll take you in my arms and there you'll stay. If I get home on Christmas Day, I'll take you in my arms and there you'll stay. If I get home on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I love that song. That's so good. John sent another one here that is, it's a tearjerker, but it has a good ending. It's great. Just reminds us, it's Christmas. Take care of each other if you can. Do the best you can to take care of each other. It's called The Christmas Letter.
On Christmas Eve, the rich man cursed his car when it broke down. His cell phone wouldn't work that night. He was so far from town. Through snowy trees he saw a light. Soon a house he found. A little shack so sad and poor, he nearly turned around. Yet when he knocked, a woman came, still young but tired and worn. She heard his plea, then warily she let him in the door. To his surprise there was a phone. He quickly made his call, and as he spoke he looked around and with sadness viewed it all. For the room was cold, the comforts few, the furnishings were spare. One strand of lights on a scrawny tree, and the floor beneath it was bare. Two children slept beneath a quilt upon an ancient bed. Then he saw the letter by the phone, and silently he read. Dear Jesus, I am writing you, 'cause Santa doesn't care. He missed our house the last 2 years, and Daddy isn't here. I don't need toys or playthings, but Sister needs new shoes. My mama needs a winter coat. In closing, I love you. His call complete, he stood to go, for help was on the way. He asked the woman what he owed, but she would take no pay. Soon safe and warm in his fine home, he lie awake in bed and thought about that little boy and what his letter said. Dear Jesus, I am writing you, 'cause Santa doesn't care. He missed our house the last 2 years, and Daddy isn't here. I don't need toys or playthings, but Sister needs new shoes. My mama needs a winter coat, in closing, I love you. In awe as he unpacked. At first a little pair of shoes, just the perfect size. Then a woman coat so soft and warm brought tears to mother's eyes. And there were lots of toys and playthings for a boy who'd ask for none. Why, the space beneath the tree was packed when Santa's work was done. A thankful boy asked Santa Claus, why did you come this year? And Santa said, why, Jesus called and told me to come here. Dear Jesus, I am praying now to thank you for that boy. Unselfishly he asked for things to bring his family joy. He's learned a lesson very young, that's known by far too few, that Christmas is a gift of love that flows to us from you. That Christmas is a gift of love and joy to us from you.
I love it. Doesn't that just make your heart smile?
Sweet.
That is, oh, that's so good. That's so good. Okay. I'm going to play another song here that just kind of, well, you know, it kind of talked to me. It's like, I want to remind everybody, dedicate this to someone you love because it's wonderful. Totally wonderful. It's by Pentatonix, and it's called My Heart With You.
Waited 100 years to see your face, and I would wait 100 more, if only to be near you, to have you and to hear you. Isn't that what time is for? My love, the reason I survive, trust we'll be together soon. Should my love, the reason
Here with
it's the first time I've heard it. It's on their new Christmas album. And John sent that to me this morning, and it's like, I'm in love with that song. It's fantastic. And it just reminds you guys, if you can't be with the one that you're in love with right now, play this song, and it'll remind you, don't ever let the dream die. You know, never let the dream die. Because the promise is soon. Now, what soon means, well, that could be about anything, but don't give up. Just don't give up. And then the one that you love. But Christmas, we need to remember that at Christmas. You know what I mean? We need to remember that at Christmas. All right, and to keep that feeling going, we all know this song, and, oops, passed it. Don't pass it, Jenny. You don't want to pass that. Okay, here you go. This is, John sent this to me today as well. It's Blue Christmas, live in Las Vegas, December 13th of 75.
Blue Christmas. Now, let me tell you what's happened. Let me tell you something happened, see. The people in the casino and the people waiting in line and the maitre d's have done everything but throw baseballs at me to get me off the stage, see. I was supposed to stay out here for 50 minutes. I've been on for an hour and 5 minutes. So, that's, you know, sure. Now, you want to do you want to hear Blue Christmas, eh? Blue Christmas, I gotta replay my tapes. Wait a minute. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue heartaches start calling. You'll be doing alright with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas apart, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Ooh, I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Yeah, I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Thank you. So we see you the next time. We bid you an affectionate.
Love it. He always did that. So nice. It was beautiful.
Very smooth.
All right. I've just got a couple more to go here that John sent me, and I've got a whole lot more songs to go for Christmas. But hey, you know what? I'm not going to let Christmas be over with Christmas Day. So. Look forward to it next week. Yeah. As long as New Year's hasn't passed, I'm playing Christmas music. There we go. This is funny. It's in the Perry Como style. It's a Christmas parody to COVID-19.
Beginning to plan a COVID Christmas. Now it's lockdown number 2. If you're ordering turkey for 10, you might want to think again. It might be best to use Deliveroo. We're beginning to plan a COVID Christmas. That means no nativity.
Well, it wouldn't be quite the same seeing wise men by the manger wearing PPE. A drink in a pub or a friend that can hug is the wish of Sarah and Ben.
A job, a career, and no lockdown next year is the hope of Harry and Jen. And will we ever get to see our families again? We're beginning to plan a COVID Christmas. Buying all our gifts online.
You can still pop your cards in the post. Just don't lick the envelope.
We're hoping that they all arrive on time. We're beginning to plan a COVID Christmas. Though it's all a great big sham.
And we'll still decorate a tree
that no one's going to see except on Instagram.
Cure and avoid civil war.
That's the wish of John and Janine.
Praying elf on the shelf gets the virus himself.
That's the hope of Carrie and Dean. But what do we do if Father Christmas has to quarantine? Ho, 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 ho. Oh, we're beginning to plan a COVID Christmas. 2020's curse. And if the government carries on, then 2021 will be
it's just starting over again. No, don't do that. We don't want you to do that, but whatever. 2021, I can't decide whether it was worse or better, but it still sucked.
You got that right. That's so true.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and that's the whole thing. Everybody's looking for it to go away, looking for it to go away. It's like a cold virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to keep mutating and turning into something else. Always. It's never going to weigh. Get used to it being here. It's like a flu virus. It's going to change every time. So it is what it is. It's another thing to deal with. And it's here. And that's just how it's going to be, I think. My opinion. You know, whatever. Okay, I've got one more that John sent, and I want to get this played. I've got a couple of other really fun ones I'm probably not going to get to, but what the heck? I've got at least one I want to get to because it's funny. But here is Christmas Convoy.
Breaker 1-9, this here's the lead reindeer. You got a copy on me, Frosty? Come on. Yeah, 10-4 there, Frosty, for sure, for sure. By golly, sure hope we still have a holly jolly one. Come on. Hey, it's a big 10-4 there, Frosty. Yeah, we definitely got our hands full tonight, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, we need a Christmas convoy. Christmas convoy.
It was the dark of the moon, and it was Christmas soon, only a day away. D.O.T. was cracking down, and the toys had been delayed. Well, we were stuck in a drift of the old North Pole with 8 mighty anxious reindeer. And if Santa didn't get some help, well, Christmas wouldn't come this year.
We need a Christmas convoy, sing no silent night. Yeah, we need a Christmas convoy, jingle bells and Christmas lights. Come on and join our convoy, nothing's gonna get in our way. Santa and his Christmas convoy in the great big Peterbilt sleigh. Christmas convoy.
Breaker Frosty, this here's old Red Nose. Yeah, you wanna move it on over for Santa? Yeah, 10-4, he's greasy side up, but we're about to turn this salt shaker out.
Well, we all pulled out of the old North Pole, ears on, eyes open wide. Oh, we were shaking the bushes and looking for bear in our triple-digit ride. Well, that wiggle wagon had his bird dog on as it hovered above the ground. A red, green, and white for chicken light, decked out and loud and proud.
We got Christmas convoy, sing no silent night. Yeah, we got Christmas convoy, jingle bells and Christmas lights. Come on and join our convoy, nothing gonna get in our way. Santa and his Christmas convoy in his great big Peterbilt sleigh. Christmas convoy.
We're 10:33 back door now. You're gonna have to back off the hammer a bit, cause we're double nickel and about to hit the big road.
Well, the big elf blew the doors off his 8 reindeer-powered ride, and he flew on past the bear's den in Georgia Overdrive. When on the black ice up ahead, there proved to be a pinch. A barricading roadblock had been set up by the Grinch. Well, there were teddy bears and cars and trucks and toys of every size, teetering out of the top of Santa's shiny ride. But Santa wouldn't back him up no matter what the cost, cause if he let that old Grinch stop us, this year's Christmas would be lost.
Rudolph, the Santa's better half. Mrs. Claus, you're gonna wear your bumper out if you don't back off a bit. We're coming up on Antler Alley, and we need all the hell we can.
Well, the Grinch and all his henchmen lined up on the road ahead, and Santa rolled his window down and his nose and cheeks turned red. He pulled his hat on low and tight and put the hammer down, and with a ho, 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 he was slinging snow, singing Santa Claus come to town.
We got a Christmas convoy, sing no silent night.
Yeah,
we got a Christmas convoy, jingle bells and Christmas lights. Come on and join our convoy.
If the sleigh can't get through, get a semi truck. It'll work. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Where did the time go?
I don't know.
Well, that was a quick 2 hours, wasn't it, girl?
More than normal.
I know. And we were playing a lot of songs, and, well, it was Christmas songs. So, you know, it went faster. That's the theory anyway.
Well, sounds good anyway.
Yeah. What the hey? Hey, it works. It's a good excuse.
I think we've been left. I think it's just you and I on here.
I know. I think everybody else went because all of a sudden the chat quit and all that stuff. So that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it's just us, then that's fine. We can handle that. We got no problem with that whatsoever. But, hey, girl, you know what? I thank everybody that did come in, even if it was for only a little while, and then they went back out. And they can listen later if they so choose. They probably have other things going, being Christmas Eve. But,
honey,
you hung in here with me, and we had a good time. Thank you.
Well, I enjoyed it very much, Jenny. And you have a good night's sleep tonight and good day tomorrow. And I've got to get up and get my stuff going.
Well, a good night's sleep. I don't ever count on a good night's sleep, honey. I just don't roll that way anymore. But that's okay. I'll probably be up to about 1 o'clock, and then I'll sleep until 4 or 5, and that'll be done. And then I'll take a nap during the day sometime. I don't know, maybe not. Just whatever strikes me, you know, with a 2x4 or a baseball bat or whatever it wants to hit me with. But anyway,
hopefully you'll get to see the squirrel tomorrow. Maybe he'll be out running around.
He was out there today, so we'll see. But, it'll make Apache's day if he gets to see the squirrel. That'll be funny.
Yeah, I'll have to watch
that. You should see the cat when the stray cat's out back and walking up and down and meowing and yowling and all that. And I'll take a handful of food out to him, and sometimes he eats it, sometimes he doesn't. But somebody always finds it. But Malico, when she hears him, she goes to the back door and her head twists and turns, and she trots over to me and looks up at me and meows and then leads me back to the door. It's like, you're not going outside. I don't know what you're asking me that for. She goes, it's kind of like she's saying, there's somebody out there needs help, Mama. Can you hear him? Can you hear him? It's like, well, yeah, but he won't come up to me. So, you know, I offer what I can and that's all it goes. But we'll see. Someday maybe. But. And in the meantime, I'll do what I can. I'm going to take the kennel and put, like, cardboard on the sides of it to kind of keep the wind from flying through it and put a piece of wood across the top to keep the rain out of it. And then maybe he'll have a better place to spend time if he wants to. And that'll be good.
Oh, okay.
Get the dog bed that's inside there, get it dried out, and it's up on the porch. I'm not putting it under the porch. No way. Too easy for snakes to get to. He'll have to come up on the porch to use it.
Well, do you have any pecans right now? Any pecans?
Any what, honey?
Pecans. Any kind of nuts?
Uh-uh. No,
do you
I
have
don't.
Any you can set out on the back porch for the little squirrel?
I don't, and he's never out back. He's always out front or up on the side. But I'm going to look around. Oh, maybe I've got some peanuts in there. I could do that. He likes peanuts.
No, they don't like salty things. You know that.
Oh, no. These are shelled peanuts.
Okay.
They're in the shell.
Yeah, he would like he'd probably
I always,
like those.
Yeah, I always get them unsalted. So
okay.
That'll work. So that'll be okay. But no, I didn't buy any nuts this year, so I got no nuts in the house at all.
Well, I have a pecan tree.
I had
tree.
To
we
go
can't...
there. I'm sorry. I had to go there. I had to go there.
Well, that's funny. Well, I don't have any here right at the moment.
Oh, my Lord, if you could hear what's going through my mind right now, I'm not, no, know.
Oh, come on, Jenny.
Christmas. Yeah, I'll tell you another time. It's Christmas. I should be nice, especially on the air. Anyway, I have something that John sent, and this is a message from Elvis. So listen up, gang.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
From here.